You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hola, it's me, your girl, Crystal Ibarra. I'm back, bitches. How's everybody doing? So, my guest is running late. He's on Mexican time, I guess. I don't know who you think he is, but when he gets here, we'll check him. Yeah, just wanted to say hi to everybody. Yo, what up, Mia? Congratulations on that victory. That's my niece. She does judo. She had a competition today. Rocked it. That's what I'm talking about, Mia. And, yeah. So we're here. There's so much stuff I need to talk about. How should I start it off? So, well, let's just start off throughout the week. How did my week go? Oh, yeah. So, in the middle of the week, I check my bank account. Tell me why I'm missing money. And as I'm checking shit out, I'm just realizing, like, what the fuck? This person who I fucking thought was a friend, I thought he was a friend, like, went to my Cash App and transferred him $150 one transaction, and then another $150 another transaction, $300. And then when I tried getting a hold of him, he blocked me. But it's okay, because I know where he lives. So, we good. Stupid ass. Yeah, but anyways. So, a little bit about myself. My name is Crystal Ibarra, born and raised in Orange County, Santa Ana. I have two gorgeous daughters, Aaliyah and Elijah. They are my world. I'm single, very single, but I am no rush to get in any relationship anytime soon. I'm loving life. I'm loving myself, you know, knowing myself, you know. Hola. Yeah. Buongiorno. So lately I've been getting like random calls, like on Messenger or this and that. Like, I try to block that shit, but you call me in inappropriate hours, you're going to get blocked. Like, what do we have to talk about at 4 a.m? I don't know you. You don't know me. What the fuck are we going to talk about? Not a goddamn thing. So, fucking weirdo. People need to stop being fucking weird. Like, the hell? Like, courtesy. Like, talk normal hours. Like, I do sleep. Thank you, Frank Maras. Hola, George Perez. ¿Cómo estamos? ¿Cómo estamos? Yeah, so we're here in Burbank. So you guys know I have a job before this, right? So I get off work, then I come drive over here. So yeah, I enjoy my time. So yeah, so that happened throughout the week. And then I think that kind of bummed me out because I thought he was a friend. And in that situation, like, the real Krista is just bang on your fucking door. What's good? Let's go. You don't pay me. Because he's a single dad and he's always struggling and this and that. And I feel bad for him, but like, still, you don't steal. What the fuck are you teaching your kid? You don't steal. So it is what it is. I'll catch him. David Rodriguez, what up? Omar Aquita, what up? Yeah. So I'm going to answer a lot of your guys' questions because a lot of you guys send me the same fucking question. Shame question. And I'm just like, yeah, no. Yeah, so let's just go on our little website right now. Some of the messages you guys send are fucking hilarious. Like, but some of you guys, like, you guys have balls. Like, who the fuck do you guys think you're talking to? Like, ain't talking to me like that. Fuck. Oh my god. I got my tattoo redone. Oh my god. It's freaking amazing. Like, you guys got to understand, a lot of tattoo artists do not like working on other people's work. So it's really hard to find someone. And seeing the way that my tattoo came out the first time, it looked like fucking Crayola washable markers. Like, it's embarrassing. Billy Campos, what up? Yeah. So my foot looked like fucking Crayola washable markers. Like, the ink faded away. And the part makes me mad is I paid for the supplies because I was just like weird, like I don't trust this fool, like maybe I should get my own needles, like I don't know if he uses the same one, I don't know, I just like weird, whatever. I just bought supplies, the ink, whatever. Like, I bought everything, and I paid for service twice, and then the guy blocks me. Okay, I got you, boo. But yeah, anyways, he did a shitty job. I'm not even gonna give him clout, so we're not gonna mention his name. But yeah, so he did a shitty job, and I found someone. Oh my God. Of course, in my city in Santa Ana. Yeah, so Saint City Tattoo. They're right there on, they're next to Coastal Community Hospital or whatever it's called, Global now. Yeah, he's right there across from that Poi Loco. And they're upstairs. Fucking, oh my God, beautiful place. Their mirrors, oh. In an angle. Dude, I don't know if I was more excited about the mirror or the tattoo. But no, really, really nice guy. Made you feel like comfortable. Like where I got my tattoo, no lie, it hurt. Like it's one of, like he said, it's one of the most painful, like the nerves and all that, and the skin and whatever. So it was really painful. And I took it without that numbing shit. So yeah. And he did an amazing job. If you guys go to my website, you guys can see the before and after pictures, and you're gonna be like, oh my God, like I said, it's really hard to find somebody who will do somebody else's shitty work, because it was shit at work. That's what it was, it's fucking shit work. And yeah, so he ended up doing my tattoo, whatever, and I love it. I fucking love it. Pete Luna, we're not done, we're going back. Round two, bitches. Actually, there's a few of them I want to get. So, yeah. So, we're not done. We just begun. Maria Lisa. Hola. I know. Gorgeous. Stop it. Who, me? Just kidding with you guys. But I'm not. Right. Okay, see, then I get these stupid ass. Like messages, and it's like, ugh. And so I block you right away now. Like I'm a blocker. Your ass is, I don't need that energy. I don't need that pervasion. Like it's a pervert, fucking that weirdosity. Like it's just too much. Michael Estrada. Hey, hola, cómo estamos? Buongiorno. And for some of you people overseas or whatever, dude, fucking have courtesy. Don't fucking call me at 3, 2 in the morning because it's your afternoon. It ain't mine. Like, everybody's like, why don't you put your fucking phone on snooze, this and that? Well, because I still have one of my daughters that's always with her boyfriend. And, God forbid I don't fucking answer. Like, what the fuck? Why do you don't have your phone on? You not have kids? I'm sorry. You living the single life? Sorry. Some of us are parents. And, yeah. So that's why. Yesterday, oh, Friday, I went out. Someone younger than me. That was very interesting. I wasn't gonna go out. This guy's very persistent. I gotta give it to him. Cool guy. Cool fucking guy. The age, I just can't pass the age. It's a big gap. A big old gap. He was such a gentleman. Usually I'm like, fool, go get your daddy. Quit playing now. But this guy was really nice, really cool, and like, yeah, he was really sweet, really a real gentleman. Like I said, I always thought like younger guys are like, but no, this one, but like I said, if I can't get past age, I just, I don't So then, what else? What else did I do? So yeah, I went out with a gentleman. But like, when you keep repeating yourself, like he goes, I'm what did he keep saying? He keep repeating himself saying, like, I look, my age is young, but something about his he's older or something like that. I don't know, something. I wasn't paying attention because I was, once I heard the age, I was like, do you have kids with that? Because mine's are always out the door. Why would I start all over? No, I'm just kidding. So horrible, huh? No, but a really nice guy. I had a good time. Paramount. Never been over there. Really good time. And yeah. Leone Sanchez. Claudio. Hola, muy bien. ¿Cómo estamos? Aquí nomás chambeándole. So, yeah, we've been getting a lot, we get a lot of followers, a lot of fans, which is great. We always want to welcome people in. But if you're a weirdo, just actually your ass out of here. Like, I think I had posted like so many times, do not call me. Like, 4 in the morning, what the fuck do we have to talk about? I don't know you. You don't know me. 4 in the morning? I need for you guys to really start thinking. Really start thinking. Si no hablo español, sheesh, hablo de toda idiomas, mi amigo, toda idiomas. Okay, no hay una idioma que no me vas a comprender, porque una forma vamos a connect. So, mi español, más o menos, pero sí me entiendes, ¿verdad? Es lo que es más importante. Porque mi español es chistoso, ¿o qué? No, because I have someone asking me if I don't speak Spanish. I'm like, yeah, I speak Spanish. What the fuck? Why does it sound fucking funny? Oh, wait. Oh, porque estoy hablando en inglés. Oh, es que mucha gente aquí nomás habla pinche en inglés. ¿Dónde están mis paisanos? Mi gente de México. Hola. Sí, hablo español. Yeah, so there's not a language that I won't get around. Like, you will understand me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Any language. There ain't gonna be no language barrier here. Oh, alternative facts. We gonna get this shit right. So I've been getting a lot of stupid ass questions. Stupidest question. One guy even said, can we telegram? The fuck is, you want me to fucking send a telegram? Saludos. Saludos. Saludos a todos. Yeah. So, hablo los dos. A veces hablo en inglés, español, español, inglés, pero aquí nomás. Mira, mira quién vino, mi amigo. Tengo una sorpresa para todos. Well, we have Clever in the house.
How's everyone?
He's on Mexican time, guys.
Right, Mexican 10. Damn.
Damn, you look good. I haven't seen you in a
I came
while.
in the rush. Is everything, you
Shit,
know,
you're here,
unexpected,
man.
late,
Thank
but here, you
you.
know.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Came with a cotton mouthful. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, he told me to bring him a drink, and I was like, oh shit, we're gonna get fucked up. He said tonic water. And I said,
I
did it
don't
come with the
drink.
fucking gin?
Yeah, I don't drink with alcohol anymore, you know?
Really? That is so good.
It's gonna be 3 years.
3 years?
Sober. Yeah.
Fuck. No,
Yeah.
not me. I had a shot.
Oh. I'm getting a mess here.
Yeah. I have a drink here and there.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
good. That's good. That's good, you know, but you're on a rack or something? Whoa, you too?
You know what that looked like? When you can't catch the cum, it just like spreads the fuck everywhere. It's like, oh my God, right here.
You need equipment? You need a rack? I can tell.
Equipment there?
No.
No, no, no.
Okay, let me
no.
bring you some paper.
Yeah. Having the blast over here? Messing up stuff.
Yeah. I have my pen. You want my vape pen? Please,
Yeah, I'll please it. Could please here? Yeah.
Should I give it up?
Me too, I get some too.
Aquí nomás están haciendo cochinero. So yeah, we got Clever here.
Yep. Here.
Straight from Orange County.
Here. Orange County representative. So, Mr. Clever, what are you doing?
What am I doing? Trying to get my life straight, you know?
Yeah.
Stay positive. You know, handle business, you know?
Going through a struggle. Yeah.
I see
you
out here, you know, doing my thing here and there, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to stay out of trouble. You know, it seems like you're trying to do good, and then, you know, the bad stuff always follows, you know?
It's true.
As much as you try. But, you know, you got to keep it going. Don't give up.
And that has to do with your surroundings, too, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking negative always. People, well, fuck, you're going to be negative.
Yeah, exactly.
Negative shit is going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yeah, I get it.
You got to choose everything righteously, you know?
And then the ones you thought you were friends or homies, they're not there. Mm-hmm. Perros. Desgraciados. You know? You did shit for those homies, and then where that?
Yeah, they forget about you.
Mm-hmm. When you're down.
Yep. And when you know.
And the only thing that's sad is that the only one that was really there was your mom.
Yep, my mom,
your
dad.
Your mom, your dad, like, fuck, they're the ones
my pops and mom.
They went fucking put money
saludos
in the books.
I mean, my mom, mi jefe, mis jefitos, you know?
Yeah.
They're always there for me, you know?
So I grew up with that Clever since we were young. We grew up with fucking high school shit.
Yeah.
So we grew up together. He also has his record label.
Sluggy Entertainment.
Okay, so how did we get that name, Slugger?
Because of Jesse Renteria, a.k.a. Slugger.
Okay. So Slugger, we went to high school with, too.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know me, I'm going to do my public records. And I did do public records.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did. So the two people that got charged, they got charged, pendejos, stupids, suckers, ended up ratting on each other.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So one got 15 to life, the other got life. He tried to dispute it, but then the homies ratted them out. So their own fucking thing. Because there's these public records. They tell you who said what and what.
Their own people.
So as they all fucking claimed, they all fucking crumbled.
Yeah.
And they ended up saying the two people. So yeah, so I did my public records. Yeah, karma's a bitch.
Yep.
And like I said, and it's crazy, like, you're actually a true friend. Like, you carried on the name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people don't. Like, oh, decades. The homie died, rest in peace. No, decades. You named it as a Slugger. Respect,
What
I mean?
Yeah, and I named my son Jesse after him, too.
You did, too?
Yep.
You guys were really close, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, that was your boy.
Yep.
Do you remember the time they went to the Momo and they said, from here on, go home. From here on, you're going to jail?
Yep.
You were the one that, from here on, we go home?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They took him.
They took him,
they took him.
We were wasted, too.
Yeah, and then we didn't have a ride.
Yeah.
Your girl came to pick us up. She didn't want me in the car. She's like, fuck no. And then you were mad enough. You're like, fuck you, bitch. If she don't ride, then we'll walk it. I was like, fuck. Yeah. That's a long-ass walk. You know?
I was with her since back then, huh?
Yeah. You know what? In the beginning, because you knew what you were. You're very handsome. You're fucking attractive. You got a lot of bitches.
Yep.
You fucking got a lot of bitches.
Nope.
Like, a lot.
Nah, not to brag.
Not to brag, but he did get a lot of bitches. And I was like, when I seen you, I was just like, this cocky motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, but
natural, organic.
But then when you stepped it up, when I was by myself, I was like, fuck, this bitch don't want to take me home. I'm going to walk by myself.
Nah, and hell no.
After that, I had so much respect for you. I was like, fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, so you that was my memory.
You know, someone's down, no man behind, you know?
Yeah.
No one behind.
You're the homie. You're, like, so down for my brother. Like, you're like, I'm not going to be the fucking sister there.
Yeah, me and F, we have history, you know?
Yeah.
Things you can't even mention on here, so.
Yeah, I know. You guys been through a lot of shit. Remember you guys trying to run from my mom?
Oh, shit.
High speed chasing ran from my mom. You guys got away, too. We went back to your house, and we went to talk to your mama, your mama called. She called. The Hozier was with you.
Yeah.
She called fucking Chito.
Yeah.
She thought the went
on. Yeah, some shit happened.
He was on fucking diapers and
shit. I bounced. I'm getting out of here.
Took off quick.
Fucking, he flipped over and leaving from my house, I think, in that car, too. It was a brand new car, no?
Yeah, you guys fucking speed it off. I was like,
two cars flipped over and shit, remember?
Shit. Boy. Yeah. So you're doing music or?
Yeah, I'm still doing music. It's just, I've been having some issues with the law, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Open cases and shit. Just trying to deal with that right now, and going through a little divorce too, you know.
You know, and that's a lot of things like you should talk about because like a lot of people.
There's a lot of things, yeah.
Like, a lot of people are going through that, you know.
Yeah, the struggle is real right now, you know.
Yeah, it's so hard because like, that's the mother of your kid, and you want to stay there because of the fucking kids. But then you're like, fuck, I don't love you, bitch. Like, fuck, so, you're miserable. You know what I mean? Like,
falls apart.
But for the kids, you want to, but it just doesn't.
Nah, kidding. It doesn't work out, and you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But you know, when you go through it, you go through it. Yeah. It's like domino effect, you know, one thing or the other, you know, rains and pours.
Yeah, and I think that. Here's the thing. As a mother of my kid, like, I never want to see the father go down. Because if you go down, my kids go down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're a part of them. They see, they look up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't have respect for, which is my father, the father of my kids, he left when she was three, never came back.
Mm-hmm. Abandoned?
Never came back. Mm-hmm. So I've been, you know, on my own and my ex raising them. But you've always been with your kids.
Yeah.
So it's probably, the divorce is probably a lot harder.
Yeah, because I've been.
And you were with her young age.
Yep.
You guys were together for, like. Since you were young.
More than 2 decades. Yeah.
So is it something new? Like, are you ready to move on? Or
I've been ready. Just, you know, it's been hard, you know.
It's, you know, the girls are different now.
Yeah.
They're fucking different.
Yep.
These bitches are ruthless. Like, tripping. What the fuck? From one they got like 4 or 5 guys and they're
mood swing. Mood swing switch and that's it. They're gone.
Bitch, we all bipolar.
Nah, never. I'm not fucking.
We all motherfucking
bipolar. Gemini's, all that
oh,
shit.
Oh, we together, but we not together, Clever. Nah. We together.
Oh, you're fighting like every minute now.
Yeah, you be getting them crazy bitches too, but they fine as fuck. Yeah. No bitches is fine.
Yeah.
So that's your new logo, tripping. Doggy Style?
No, that's going to be an album.
Oh, but, your album? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. I don't want to talk about it, but I was like, fuck, I want to be on that cover.
Well, there's a brand, a clothing brand, Blade Material.
Oh, okay.
The, you know, for the females.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'm going to try to push that line. There's already a few merch on the app, on the sluggingtea.com. You know, but I'm going to post more new stuff coming pretty soon.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm
cool.
Fucking high as fuck right now.
This guy doesn't have no shame. He fucking shows you the fucking crack and everything. His tongue will be in there. I'm like, fuck, bitch, can I be in that video? But yeah, oh, that's cool. That is so cool. And it's your brothers too, huh?
Yeah,
so you started them.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, well.
Well, I mean, you guys all do it, but you.
I'm the one, that was kicked it off, you know?
Yeah.
You know, in the garage, freestyling and demo tapes, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember this funny because you bring that up. I did the tapes, and the first one I sold one to was your brother.
Yeah, he did, and I have it. He gave it to me. I still have it.
I took like 10 first or 20, I don't remember. I passed them out. And they're selling for
$5 at the time.
$10, some shit.
Yeah.
And they bought them all out. But he bought one. I remember that shit. Because me and Jesse did them.
Yeah.
And Tiny.
Yeah.
And fucking we took them. We got rid of them. And then we kept doing more and more and more.
Shit.
But when, and I remember Slugger, we had the master. And Slugger erased it. I was fucking crying, shit. Man. I never forget that shit. I was like, fuck, motherfucker. Because we were stoned as fuck, you know? So he erased the whole master and shit. That was the one we were supposed to give to Joker originally. Yeah. So I redid everything freestyle. That's the one I gave him to. You know, that's why Jay took me to Joker.
Uh huh.
That's how everything started right there.
Oh shit. Okay.
Because Jesse and Greedy and Gizmo, you know, they took me over there.
Oh, okay. Gizmo will be my brother.
Yeah. Yeah. He took me over there. I remember that shit. They got me. I was all fucked up in the morning. Hey, get ready. We're taking you. It was like 7 in the morning. And I was like, fuck.
You know, my brother was so proud. He bought me a CD.
Yeah.
He's like, bitch, bump this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
when he puts, you know, stuff. I was just like, oh, okay, brother.
Yeah, that shit was, up, you know.
Yeah, your shit was good. You know what I mean? I was like, and then I heard your brothers. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? This is a fucking, this is family, right? This is the Rivera's family right here. What the fuck?
Some shit like that. It's in the bloodline, you know?
Yeah.
My son's doing beats too, you know?
He does too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He don't look like me, but he does the same shit, music.
Okay.
Yeah. But then it's a trip, you know? It's fucking crazy.
So you do the music.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you do besides going through divorce or now, besides trying to find yourself? Any single guys?
Yeah. Trying.
Fine. Not a weirdo. Nah. Don't call him at 3 a.m. because he's asleep.
trying to maintain, you know?
Yeah.
I can't do much. You know, I just stay out of trouble. That's it.
Yeah.
Try to focus. Make some money, you know. That's what it is when I make money.
You know what? You're funny because you're like a ghost, but I hear the most about you. Like, everybody fucking knows you. but you're never seen.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But your name
is
out there.
Yeah, you gotta be on Gold's mood, you know?
Yeah, your name is fucking out there. When they say clever, they say, you know, they...
They have their bads and their goods, but I'm always, you know?
Yeah, your name is out
in
there.
In their mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's good, though. I mean, fuck. Like,
I didn't bring none of my songs in, but fuck. I wasn't ready.
Oh, no, but what are your YouTubes or your... Where do they follow you at?
Slang and T Music on YouTube. On the Instagram, just put Clever and I'll pop up. I got two.
Okay.
So you'll see me Clever Santana OC instead of Clever Santana 714.
714. Yeah. Okay. Here you go, guys. Hit up Clever.
Yep. Fucking stone as fuck.
Don't ask for a doggy style. Hey, is that why you're getting a divorce? Because of that doggy style?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's fuck. Hey, it got me in trouble, man.
Hey, maybe if you would have done that bitch doggy style, you wouldn't have gone through the divorce.
Nah, it was too much of it. She overdosed on that. Nah, but yeah, for fuck, yeah.
But you look a lot healthier, a lot happier. Like
trying, man. It's just hard, you know?
Yeah.
Alcohol fucks you up.
No,
so
it does.
You gotta be careful with that.
It does. It
bites you in the ass in the long run.
Yeah, and it doesn't take away the problem. At one point, we think it does.
Hell
and
no.
We're fucking stupid.
It gets worse.
Yeah. So, like.
Excuse me.
No, you're good. No, yeah, so. I smoke weed.
Weed is good. But you just don't do the edibles, and
I vape here and there,
it fucks
and
you up.
Shrooms. I like shrooms when I'm out camping by myself.
Yeah, you gotta be in a good mood.
In the middle of the fucking nowhere by yourself, fucking taking shrooms.
It depends where you're at and the moods,
yeah.
You be
Joshua
tripping.
Tree and fucking you're out there nowhere, and you know.
Yep.
So yeah, so now I do that. Like I said, I'm very open with my life. I've done a lot of drugs. I've fucking done them all.
No, I seen.
You know, we all done
seen
them.
All that shit.
It is what it is. We learn from it. I don't
everyone
buy it,
has
but fuck
taste.
If it's there, I'm just saying, I might take a little.
Yeah, you get tempted, yeah.
You know,
everyone has their own, you know?
Yeah.
Their own spice. Watch out, you might drop that one. I can see it. Nah, but yeah, you know?
Yeah.
People be like, nah, I don't do that shit, but then one day you might want to try it, and you never know, you know? Everyone has their own thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't recommend them.
No.
But right now, the way life is, it looks like that's the only thing there is. Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's cool shit, you know?
Yeah.
But.
No, for a while.
The government don't see that, but they're the ones supplying it, you know?
Yeah.
I think.
And it's funny how their parents are the first one to call you out, huh? They're like, they can fucking tell. Like, ese pendejo anda pendejo aquí.
Yeah.
You know? Like, todo estúpido.
Nah, I don't know.
And you're all fucking leaning back.
All to the side and shit. So
all chueco.
Fuck that.
I always tell my dad, no, it's because I'm trying to look like you.
Yeah.
You know, my dad's fucking crazy.
Oh, I remember that.
He's always fucking.
He's down dancing, though.
Oh, my God. He's always dancing. He boogies down, yeah.
Yeah.
He's here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. That's good. So,
Everyone's hitting you up, look at.
Yeah.
Blowing up.
You can tell, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are they asking me? Let's be metiches.
We're out here in LA in the towers.
Saludos de Mexico, mira.
De Jalisco, ¿dónde?
Jalisco.
Ocotlán, ¿dónde? That's where I was born at.
From Jalisco?
Ocotlán, yeah.
You know what? I was going to marry someone from there.
Yeah.
Because they always thought they're the best friend. They're lights, you know, they're strong.
Yeah,
working, you know,
supposedly. Canelos? Canelos. Nah, well, yeah. You know, the girls are beautiful out there, too, you know?
Yeah, they are gorgeous.
Sinaloa, gorgeous. Jalisco, and... There's other states, but those are maybe the main ones, I think.
So do you travel right now, or?
I'm not doing none of that, because I'm on bail.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm on bail.
Oh, shit. Okay, so if you go out with him.
I'm staying in the county.
You're going to stay in his county. You're going to do what he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The issue with the law is a big thing, and it's like, fuck.
Yeah. What I've learned when I did my situation.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I wasn't a good fucking criminal, but I was smart enough to put money away for a lawyer because I knew I was going to get caught.
Yeah.
There's no dealer. There's no fucking that makes it. Yeah, they make it at the end when they're fucking incarcerated. 20 years later, they get out and they have the money.
Don't even say that.
You know what I mean? So I had already saved money. Plus, my grandpa was alive.
Oh,
so then he contributed his half.
Yeah.
So we were able to lawyer up and everything got expunged.
Your grandpa was fucking cool.
Yeah, you know, he paid. Yeah, it was always grandpa took care of us.
Yeah.
He took care of me and my brother. Like, we were in trouble. He paid. I remember you, you motherfuckers behind my house. Oh, my God. I used to hate it when you guys were fucking beating someone up. Oh, you guys would stomp on that motherfucker.
Yeah. They're calling you.
I get weird calls. They call for
don't answer those. They can't say anything stupid.
Yeah, they give me a thumbs up at first.
Oh, okay. We're just taking those. We're not taking live calls.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone harassing the show. Better for your safety than ours.
Keep it humble. And he means that too.
Keep it humble. So hey, when motherfuckers call podcasts and shit like that, and it starts disrespecting, talking shit, you know?
Yeah. Be, no, you know, no, it's true. Because it, there's it a lot of haters.
Professional, polite, you know?
Yeah. Fuck, you don't like it? Get off the show. You know? Yeah,
you don't need us.
That's the thing, though. You know, we
don't cost a dime.
Everybody wants to have their input.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to do anything. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, Crystal, how are you on the radio? You're not even funny. Well, fuck,
instead of sending some money, help out the cause, you know? There's bills out here to get paid, you know?
Yeah.
You want to see more of this? You know?
Yeah.
Put in something, you know?
Yeah.
Make it, you know, happen. Make it bigger.
Yeah. Like, you guys, like I said, when you guys started out fucking selling it on the street. You guys were the street. Your music out there, like, fucking.
That I know of, 60K is out the trunk. That's my side. I don't know about the other distributors. Which I know is over $1 million.
Shit.
Money that we didn't see, you know?
Yeah.
But the streams is another thing. But, you know, the CD physical copies, it was a lot.
I think your generation, they hustle more.
Yeah.
This generation is fucking lazy. No matter how beep, beep, yeah.
That's all a different game.
You know, your generation, you fucking had to sell their, hey, $5. You want to take, mm-hmm. you want to buy a CD, $5? And then people already look at you like, fuck, we don't even know who you are. Or some people feel sorry, or some people liked it.
It was just a
hit or miss.
Yeah. It's a gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the fact that you guys went out there and did it.
Yeah.
And you pushed it. Push, and you had push. Clientele. Like, you had the, you know, like.
Back then, they used to harass us for that shit. That's fucked up, you know? Because it wasn't even hurting no one. If they would have just let people hustle like that, mm-hmm. nothing would have really happened, you know?
Yeah.
But now they're on, you know? It's a whole different game, you know?
Mira, Julio, no me andes hablando estúpido. I swear. Sorry, guys. You got a stupid idiot that thinks he can be calling.
Oh, the weirdo's
on. Dude, I got to show you my phone. I get a lot of fucking stupid-ass people. Now I'm on the
Facebook, huh? Messenger?
Oh, my God. Fuck like, that. Fucking pendejos.
You can't block everyone. It's, like too many, I bet you. That's why I don't like Messenger. Facebook, you got to fix that. Yeah. Fix that. Delete all those messages that one's on.
Yeah. No, click. I fucking... Pakistan, they call me. Okay, once I answer 3 phone calls.
They want to offer you money.
No, no, yeah, I got a sugar daddy.
I believe you.
Oh, they got me a sugar daddy.
I think my mom was doing that. I don't know. Low key.
That's fucking badass.
Cutter,
hey, tell my sucker to call me. Hey, you never know. You never know which one of the brothers I will take. No. Hey, they're all married and shit. The wives are like, what are you fucking
they're
bitch?
They're all married, me now.
Oh, poor them. Poor them. Little do they know what they're missing out on, you know? It's, you know, it's funny because we're older and our kids are older and they're just starting.
Yeah.
Like my brother, I love him. His kids are babies. My kids are 21 and 18.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
We're done with that shit.
We're like, we can borrow them, play with them for a little bit, but go home.
Yep.
You know, we did our time.
Yeah, that's it. We put in our work.
Yeah. Like my brother, he took care of everybody's kids. That's how it was. You're Mexican. He always took somebody to school, you know? And now when it came to his turn, we're like, fuck, brother. You're on your own.
Laura. Fuck, that's fucked up.
Yeah. So.
And what was I asking? He has only 2 or 3?
Who?
Your brother.
Brian? Oh, Brian only had two.
Two.
A boy and a girl.
I could have sworn it was a dream. I was dreaming that you told me I have another one. Yeah, I was dreaming that shit.
Oh, shit. Jen, you having another baby?
I haven't talked to him in a while. Is the
we can't hear you're too well. Oh, talk on the mic.
No, I had a dream, I think. That she was pregnant or he was telling me something. My bad.
Jen, that was for you.
I don't want Jen to knock on wood.
Jen will come after you. Jen, gangster. That's my sister-in-law. No, one time we had beef because when you're young, you're stupid. You're hot-headed. No one's ever
especially
good for your brother.
Especially your...
Was I crazy when I was young?
Yeah.
Really? What the hell? I've come a long way then.
You're a crazy gangster.
Yeah, that's right. The fuck? Well, fuck, there was a lot of you guys always right there, you know?
You were like the...
No guy would drop me off in front of my fucking house because of you guys. Dude, you guys had like fucking 40 guys deep in.
Yeah.
At my grandpa's house. And my grandpa's like, feed you guys. And like, oh, just eat, stay here, spend the night. Next thing you know, Brian had a couch. He had fucking people laid
crazy
down.
Shit, yeah.
Or Brian would just go in the room. Brian would just fucking
people
go in the room.
Up and post, yeah.
Yeah, and he'd be like, fucking leave you guys. And I'm hot. Like, hey, I think my brother went to sleep. Party's over. And you guys were fucking still there.
Yeah, I think it's in the morning. Yeah, I remember that shit. That's crazy, huh?
You guys were...
5 in the morning, still there, fucked up.
Yeah.
Police would pull up. Kinds of shit happened there. And then the next shootouts too, huh?
Yeah. Shit. Mamas. And then you guys like, fuck everybody in my neighborhood, so those bitches would try to just pull up.
Yep.
Those bitches would pull up. I'm like, go. Crazy. I'm all, not this house, motherfucker.
Too much shit. I can't imagine. Fuck.
Damn, you've been through a lot. And that's a good thing, though, because like I said, a lot of things I talk about are true.
Organic.
Like, stuff I've been through. Like, drugs. Obviously, we've done it. Like, air. Well, fuck, if you didn't do it,
we're still here.
Sorry for you, you know what I mean?
We're still here, huh?
Yeah, so, well, my thing is, hopefully someone learns from it and don't. I can't tell, fall, like, fuck. But the thing is, the reality of it, it's hard.
It is.
Like you said, especially the struggle
is real.
Temptation. That's like your cop out.
All the things that I always said I would never do, and the homies would tell me don't do, I ended up doing.
Yeah, so did I.
And now I was like, fuck. I went backwards instead of going forward, you know? So now I gotta outgrow this shit, you know, hustle another way, move different, you know? It's like,
you're always a hustler, though. You were since we were young.
Just things change. You gotta hustle sometimes. You get desperate, you know, you gotta make moves, and they set you back sometimes. You know, all money ain't all good money, you know?
Yeah. But at the time, you know.
You don't think. It's like when you're getting the tricks in pussy, you know, they don't think with their head, they think with the small head, you know? My bad.
What? Excuse weren't you married friend. At the time?
My bad. You know what I mean?
No, you're not.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Some shit. No, but yeah.
That's crazy.
Fucking high as fuck.
So would you be willing to, like, okay, so if you could fix a divorce, would you be willing to fix it or no? Yes, cool.
I think it's...
Or it's done.
I honestly think it's done.
It's done. Yes, I mean, like I said, you
I made her cold hearted. And the way I was treating her, I was treating her like a, you know, and the way I'm treating the other ones, I'm treating her like I was supposed to treat a wife, you know? So it's like, fuck. Now I think about it, my mentality was all fucked up.
But at least you learned from it, yeah.
Yeah, that was when I was an alcoholic. Now that I know, I was like, fuck, it's too late now, you know? All the damage I did was my mouth.
Yeah.
I wasn't even my hands, nothing. Nothing physical.
That's even worse, though. The mouth.
The
mouth is worse.
Come back and...
The tongue. The tongue is the most powerful fucking
muscle in the human, you know?
Fucking kill him with the knife, you know what I mean?
Stronger than that.
Yeah.
It's real shit. You know, you can break your daughter's heart, you know, your wife's, people, you know?
Yeah.
You hurt them, and they'll remember that shit for...
And we put them down. And this is the thing. The good
you
thing,
don't see it.
You own it. You own up to it. You know that you did wrong. Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys are like, oh, I don't know. The bitch was crazy. The bitch was bipolar. The bitch was jealous. This, that. No, you know that you had the problem. You know you fucked her up. And you said it. Respect. You know what I mean? We can only grow and move from here.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's your fucking haunts your ass.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah.
No, I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, like, so I go out a lot, but... they're young though. Like a lot of young guys ask me out, and I'm like, dude, you're like fucking.
You're like
12.
A MILF now.
I can't get a doggy style.
You can't do that no more.
Not those little ones.
You're
gonna put in la cárcel, no.
Miss Parker. Nah, it's good.
Yeah, I can't get those fuckers doggy style. But yeah,
they're already loving shit.
they don't laugh.
Fuck it.
But yeah, no.
You want a sugar mom?
Oh, fuck that. I have to pay for them.
Nah, fuck.
No, but the other way around. Sugar daddies.
Yeah,
trophy wife. Yeah.
No, but it's crazy.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I've done it all. Within this last fucking 2 years, anything that you can fucking, from escorting to fucking drugs to fucking anything you fucking name it, from working with Sinaloa, fucking like doing fucking stupid ass shit, I got myself into. And then not only that, I got myself into with politics. Like, I was hanging out with losers.
As a censor.
Yeah, it kept going. The more losers I hang out, the more fucking problems I got.
Yeah. You're thinking. Like, you got to navigate different.
Yeah. But you have to wake up, though. You have to wake up.
You got
to
hit rock bottom, man.
Oh, I hit rock bottom. I fucking slammed my face to the ground. Like.
The crash.
You got to wake up. You have to want it. You have to
reinvent yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, because like I was doing comedy and all this shit. And for a while, I wasn't working. It was just comedy.
You slip.
And I fell. And then I came out with family members, and I thought they were my fucking familia. They fucked me over hard, which hurt even more. So then I wanted to do more drugs. Because now I felt like, depressed. What the fuck? You hurt me, bitch.
Yeah.
And.
All the animosity, all the.
And I was with this person, my ride or die person. I was with this person fucking ride or die, this and that. Fuck me over for fucking dick, money, and drugs. Fucking, you know what it is? Like, bitch, I would have gave you the money. You wanted drugs? I would have fucking bought the drugs.
Yeah.
But it's true, like that, it is what it is. I learned from it. The people, her surroundings were no good.
Yeah.
And you don't want to think that you're better than people, but sometimes you got to wake up and be like, what the fuck? This is not my crowd. this is not my crowd, and
you always could do better, you know?
Yeah. That's what I think, dude. Like, it's fucking, like this. The way I see it, yeah.
You know, there's an old car, you want a new car, you jump on a new car, and that's it.
Yeah. You got to make the change and move. And I did. I started.
Prevail.
You know, like, no. I noticed myself, I wasn't going to the gym, I wasn't doing nothing. I was, like, fucking bumming it. I was a bum.
Yeah, see, I was in a dark area for a long time, you know? In and out of the hospital, sick, fucking jail, and then, you know, I was just bumming. I wasn't even shaving, and I was like,
yeah, no.
I was already kicking in the street with, you know, with people and shit, drinking and shit, you know, I hit that low and shit, so I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
You learn, you know. When
you have to see it.
When you fucking hit that shit, it's like, fuck, what am I doing, you know?
Yeah.
You wake up from it, and you gotta push and shit, you know?
No, no, it's true, and it's, like I said, this generation, the younger generation,
they do a lot of Fetty. Shit.
Fetty Wap is their drug. That's their drug of choice. Yeah. Ours was fucking a little Coke or a little fucking meth, you know, pick it up. A picker-upper. Now you have the overdose of Fetty.
Now you see that shit every day in the streets.
Yeah. Like, or they lace it with something, and, you know, you're like, you think you're smoking this and that. Yeah, those are...
Motherfuckers are, you know, dying from that shit.
Yeah.
And left and right.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with that shit.
No. But I did hit a point where I wanted... Yeah, see, after my grandma died, I wanted to go with her. So I wanted every fucking powerful drug so I can be gone. I'm done. Like,
and
the more drugs, the harder drugs I did, the more angrier I got because I didn't die. I was like, what the fuck?
It wasn't your time.
It wasn't my time. Yeah. But I wanted it so bad because, you know, my grandma, she raised us. And what do you do? What do you do when your grandma's
dead? That's
all you had. Yeah. So.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah,
no, so... They're hitting you up on like crazy.
¿Qué dice?
¿Me no, the people is just... Shout out, and some people are just saying nonsense too, but... It's all good. We ain't prejudiced. We love you.
Oh, now that you're talking about here. Okay, so what do you feel... Okay, so they I heard you on the phone. You were talking to that one rapper. Mm. I think he goes by Grumpy Lefty.
No.
What's his name?
Oh, Lefty Grumpy?
Lefty Grumpy.
Yeah.
One of his comments was...
Lefty Gunplay.
Yeah, okay. So he wouldn't let his daughter date, come home with the black guy. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
So I understand. Okay, so you guys got to understand the whole aspect. Okay, so that my generation, when my dad went to jail, and when he came out, he was like that.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
You know, the Mexicans hang well with the Mexicans, the blacks and the whites. Like, my dad was like that.
Yeah, typical was like that, you know?
Yeah, and then when you're incarcerated...
Especially in China, you know, Mexicans are... I'm gonna be honest, they're fucking super racist.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's honesty.
They was. I don't know about now.
Yeah.
But, because we never really had blacks or a lot of others out in our city, you know, when we were growing up, which is brown against brown. And it's embarrassing too, you know?
Yeah.
But that's a fact. But my oldest was dating the black guy, and I didn't have nothing against him because he was he looked like a good kid, carrying himself like a...
No, that's good.
You know?
Good, yeah.
But it is how it is. You see another race come into your dinner table and they're respectful, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But if they're doing that crazy, weird shit, I wouldn't accept it.
Yeah.
Black, white, Asian, Mexican.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Agreed,
If it's trash, I'll say it, you know, I'll point it out. You know me, I'm straight out, you know?
I'll
put him on blast right there.
You're the most fucking straight ass person I know. Like, what the fuck? This motherfucker will chase you down.
That's where my mouth gets me in trouble, you know?
So, like I said, our era, like, you know, like I said, that was, we woke up, he's so stupido.
Cambodia, from Cambodia. Man, we got fans worldwide, we're international.
We're in Jamaica.
Jamaica, my friend. If I was in Jamaica, will I wear this?
Look at him. Oh, my goodness. That's funny. So, sorry, brother.
They're there. They're actually good. Two of them are having a baby voice. Oh, hell yeah. The other one's working. Tiny's doing the family thing. He has three kids.
Dude, he's so cute with the family.
Is it on?
Yeah, you have to press the hole. Push the hole.
This one.
You know how to push them holes.
Damn. I'm going to feel that one. If I pass out on the show, don't trip. I'm already fucked up.
So, they're having a car show on the 13th in Santa Ana at Suavecitos.
Oh, yeah. The homie Infamous. Shout out to Infamous. Okay. I think he's with Uniques or Uniques in them. Okay. But they're around that area, you know, they all link network, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I heard they've been doing some shows too, huh?
Yeah, I think they were at the last one I just went to.
Yeah.
And I happened to pull over.
Magic?
No, that was the other one.
Oh, was the
this
one before.
Was on 17th. Oh, 17th and Bristol.
All right, by the Yos?
By the pub.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So they had a thing there, and I just
stopped changing
by.
Names all the time, huh?
Yeah. So, yeah, I went there, and I ran into a guy, like, fucking I ran into at Magic Mike's event, mm-hmm. and he's selling a car.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I do an appointment?
Yeah. Oh, you in your car?
It's an oldie.
Oh, shit.
The Chevrolet, I was like, what the fuck? And then he got rid of it, and he's like, but I have another one. Was,
yeah.
Is it for me?
Oh, shit. Wow.
Las perras le andan hablando.
No, no, it's because I left my one of my girls.
Okay, see, outside. I thought I was crazy. Look at this. Look at this guy with two fucking phones. Look at him.
Nah.
Mira, este muchacho anda con dos pinches teléfonos. No, por eso. Por eso anda soltero.
Nah, it's got a toddler park behind the security downstairs.
Yeah, you're good.
Right.
So, yeah.
Did you need another napkin? I feel dispensa. It's because I hit the vape, and then I was doing the, what do you call that shit?
The dab?
Yeah, that shit fucked me up.
Oh, you did dab?
Yeah.
Oh, we dabbing tonight.
No, I did some other shit. Like,
not the
wax, bad. Like a vape and then a drink. A drink fucks you up more.
What, the THC? Oh, shit.
Yeah. You can't drink the whole, it looks like a soda. If you drink the whole thing, you're going to knock out 3 days, trust me.
Oh, okay.
You drink it like quarters, you know? Yeah.
You know, when I was sobering up, that's what I did a lot of the THC.
It helped
to help me, you know, with
well,
withdrawal.
That's the only thing I could do.
Yeah, and then I had to do, after...
The sugar.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sugar.
Puro pinche chocolate. My teeth started fucking hurting.
Look at me.
I know, like, fuck.
I haven't gotten to a dentist like in 10 years and shit.
I blame my parents fucking...
I'm scared of them motherfuckers.
Hey, my parents never took us. You
know, nah, when they took me, I was always, like, tied up and shit, like...
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's what, when I get locked up, I get fucking, you know?
You get it. You're always crazy, though. Like, oh, my God. You're so fucking funny. You were always the first one to throw down. I was like, fuck.
Fuck that.
You didn't even think twice.
I can't do that. I gotta watch everything I do and shit.
You think about it now.
Really?
That's good.
I can't hurt no one. I can't hurt myself. I can't do shit.
Yeah.
41-year-old, but, you know?
And, you know, I gotta get you.
I grew too fast.
You're, and it's honesty. Your generation,
mm-hmm.
you don't make it to 40. You're either locked up or dead.
Yeah. A lot of my homies didn't make it.
They didn't make it.
They're gone.
But a lot of them are gone, and then the ones that stuck around, like, you guys are, like, really close.
Yeah.
You guys don't talk
to
each other.
Like 5 hours left.
I know. Original. But you guys don't talk every day, but you know what time it is when that person calls.
Yep.
And that's...
There's only, like, five homies, like, literally. Your brother, Woody, Greedy, with Mario and Chucky, they're deported and shit. But there's a few other, you know, like you call and that's it.
That's crazy. Like, out of everybody and all the shit you guys went through, and at the end to only talk to a certain amount, you know what I mean?
They all got their families now, they're all grown up.
You guys did a lot for them. And you forgot about your family.
They all went through some shit.
Yeah. You guys all did.
Yeah.
And you guys all got, when shit went down, you guys all went down together, you know what I mean?
We tough as fuck, huh?
Yeah. Like, it was like a fucking, like a team effort and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, all the whole city against us at one point.
Yeah, it was.
Like more than 50 gangs, huh?
Yeah, I was like, goddamn. I was like, once they said your guys' name, I was like, fucking duck. Don't say Yoda, because once you say Yoda, it's going to be on.
Yeah, your brother was witty, though.
Yeah.
Brothers in the gang of wars, man.
Yeah, está loco. That's what I was like, what the hell?
You see him crying? He's a little friendly, funny guy. But nah, I don't know. I'm pissed off for you. He's a time bomb, man.
That'd be my brother. Yeah,
I hate to be his enemy one day. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to all the homies.
Shout out to everybody.
Cartel
so you can go ahead and find Clever at where at?
You can find me on shit everywhere.
What's your Instagram?
Clever Santana OC. Clever Santana 714.
There you guys go. He's single. Ready to go.
TikTok on. Yeah, pretty much TikTok and IG, Facebook.
Clever Santana. You guys got to check out his TikTok. She'd be fucking getting down.
Are you doing my little thing, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to pay off some dancing. Boogie, you know, OC style.
There you go. Yep. There you go.
Shout out to all the rappers in Orange County, too. Infamous, O Creep, OGB Wicked, Cynic, the Cartel Side Boys, you know, my brother Chito, Tiny, and all the homies out there putting down. The homie from Anaheim, too, what's his name? From Guerrero, Dre, the Joint or something? Drex. What? Joiner? Morenito, he's from Guerrero. He gets down there. Oh, I don't know. He's like a pretty bad motherfucker right there. I can't pronounce his name because I always see it, but I can't remember. It's something Dre something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay.
And the rest of the, you know, all Doughboy too. Little youngster, he gets down.
Oh, I know who he is. Yeah. Okay, because I have pictures with him.
Yeah.
He's hanging out with his uncle.
Yeah. He's a good party. Yep.
You know, down for something.
Yeah, but check out my TikTok for sure.
Yeah, guys, check him out.
Clever Santana.
Clever Santana. Doggy style.
Yeah. And check out the Blade Madness and Blade Material.
There you guys go. You guys heard that? You guys check it out.
You still on live?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, next. I think
we're good. You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra with your host, Crystal Ibarra.
Yeah, that was my
only on LA Talk Radio.
Is it on break? Or is it
yeah.